Welcome, this is Dr. Sheikh, S-H-E-I-K-H, dictating on patient J-E-R-E-M-Y, her last name is Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of service, January 18, 2013. This is a gentleman who states on May 10th, 2012, he was on his bicycle, and he was basically going down the road in his bicycle when another vehicle hit him head on. It appears that he thinks the other vehicle did not see him or intentionally try to run him over. At that time, he was not wearing a helmet. He hit his head on the bonnet, and sorry, the hood, and then he rolled over the car and ended up on, behind the car. At that time, he had headache, and he felt shooken up. Patient did not take medical care at that time. And basically, next day, he went to the hospital for evaluation. Since then, he's been having multiple pain problems, but he says because of insurance, he's not been able to take care of his problems, and it's just basically all these, with all the medical problems he's been having since then. At the present time, he is complaining of headache. He feels sometimes his forgetfulness. Headache is generalized. It lasts for a couple of minutes, 2 hours at times, throbbing in nature. Denies any blurred vision, no photophobia. Stays got some jaw problem when he eats. It hurts when he chews. Denies any earache. Also has got dull neck pain. He's also got some mid-thoracic pain and also lower back pain. He states he did a steel rod put in his right leg after a motor vehicle accident. He feels that they have probably moved. He's got significant pain in the right lower leg and the ankle. Apart from that, he states he's having difficulty ambulation. He needs support to ambulate. Review system, there's no chest pain, no difficulty in breathing, no abdominal pain. Past medical history, in 2008, he had a motorcycle accident. He fractured his right tib fib, and he had metal rods placed in there. After that, he said he was functioning fine. Drug allergies, none. Social history, patient smokes 4 cigarettes a day. Occasional alcohol use, denies using any drugs. On examination, patient's weight was 166 pounds, height 5 foot 11 inches, pulse ox is 98%, pulse is 80 per minute, BP is 120 by 70. HENT, negative scalp tenderness. When a patient opens and closes his mouth, he does have some clicking in the mandible area and his difficulty, and it's painful when he opens and closes his mouth. TM is within normal limits. Neck, negative C spinous process tenderness. Positive muscle spasm, bilateral cervical spine. Right and left lateral flexion of the neck elicits discomfort. Right supraoscapulary muscle discomfort. Heart was regular rate rhythm, no murmur, lungs with clear to auscultation, no wheezing, no ronchi, negative chest wall discomfort. Circumduction of right arm elicits some discomfort, radial pulses equal bilateral, equal hand grip, bilateral upper extremities. Negative T spinous process tenderness, positive muscle spasm in the lower paravertebral T spine, negative LS spinous process tenderness, positive discomfort in bilateral LS spine area. Anterior flexion, patient was only able to flex anteriorly to touch up to the proximal aspect of the femur, limited range of motion because of pain. Abduction of the left hip elicits discomfort, abduction and adduction of the right hip also elicits discomfort. Patient also had severe discomfort on the right mid-tibial area. Had slight plantar flexion of the right foot. The patient states that he's had that since after the accident. A new paragraph, patient with a limping gait. He actually needs to use crutches, which he borrowed from somebody. That's the only way he can ambulate, because when he puts pressure or weight on the right extremity, it becomes very, very uncomfortable. Assessment and plan. Number one was a closed head injury. We'll observe and take appropriate consultation. Number two was TMJ sprain. The meantime, advise them to take some Motrin or Tylenol for the pain, and also have a soft diet and avoid any minimized chewing. Number three was cervical sprain. Number four was lower thoracic sprain. Number five was lumbosacral sprain. For the said, we'll try to do some physical therapy. Number six was bilateral hip sprain. Number seven was right lower extremity contusion. New paragraph for the said, we're advising to take some Vicodin 5/500 every 58 hours for pain. More training between as needed. Also, we would get a CT scan of the right lower extremity, and also do physical therapy, and we'll reevaluate the patient in 4 to 6 weeks or earlier if condition worsens.